I asked Don this last week, actually, how he felt about Antioch, and he said it's like family. And so I said to him, well, you need to talk to your hierarchy, because once a year they pay you to go back to your family. So it's not goodbye, it's au revoir. We'll see you next year, Don. Yeah, when I was asked to just say a few words about Don, a scripture came to mind. I had to look it up for the exact words. Now, a friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. That's in Proverbs 17:17. I had placed some of my own boundaries, or the boundary posts, I suppose, in the wrong place. And don't gently help me to pull them out and to replace those in places, which would something very special for me. So yes, Don is a friend from that scripture. We really need to take the intimate understanding of what a friend is. And a friend who is always loyal. I could always depend on his support, no matter where I'd been or what I'd done. He was still a friend, very much so. And a friend who is gentle. That word is the one that really jumped out at me when I first thought, honouring Don, what can I say about him? And that the word gentle really comes to the fore. It's the kind of gentleness that St. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 4. Should I come with punishment or scolding? Or should I come with quiet love and gentleness? That quiet love and gentleness is what helped me to see what the Lord wanted. I'm really thankful for that. In fact, Christ has done it. And he still continues to use you and the words that you shared with me. So bless you, Don. May the Lord bless his replanting of you. The roots are in the same ground. The roots are in Christ, but in a different place. And it's like a plant. We have to be kind to the roots first and foremost, and make sure we don't damage the roots. So may the Lord truly bless your roots, and may they grow even deeper and even stronger.